Welcome to episode 6 of our continuing Avatar: The Last Airbender Fate campaign, Bridge Between Two Worlds. This episode will be playtime part 1, where our characters try to have some actual fun.
So, you guys are headed north because you've decided by your own choice and not because you were kicked out that you don't want to live in your home village anymore. They don't appreciate and understand you or whatever other reasons young people tell themselves that they're running away from home to justify it. You've stopped at a small village along the way. This is not Timberlake, the big city that you're going to tell them about the waterbender attack and hopefully get help. This is just a small village stop on the way. This is an Earth Kingdom village. There was a fortune teller in town that, you know, you'd possibly been a little bit interested in, but mostly yes. This was just a stop to let somebody else take care of the baby, preferably someone that actually is the father of that baby.
Yeah, then we talked about how babies are made.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to take care of him with your lady friend.
No, we gave him back.
Yeah, apparently.
If we're not at Timberlake, I guess we're not done with this girl yet.
Well, that is up to you. You can leave her in the village if you want to be done with her.
Is she safe?
It's certainly a safer place than in the wilderness with the platypus bears.
Leave her and all her cooties.
Is she safe here? Do I feel like she's safe?
Do you feel like she's safe?
Yeah.
Safe from what, precisely?
That guy trying to attack us. So I feel like he's actually trying to attack her. I feel like he's just tried to kill us. I don't know if he's attacked her or targeted her specifically.
Go ahead and roll a knowledge check for me.
Okay, sweet. I'm 12, so let's see. Knowledge. What is knowledge? Dun, dun, dun. I got a -1.
So, yeah, you don't feel like he's been targeting her at all. You don't at all recall the time that she was drowning in a whirlpool that he made. Or the fact that he was strangling her to death when you showed up with the baby the other time, you know, like earlier today.
I thought that was to get our attention.
That was totally to get your attention. Absolutely. It was not at all, to your knowledge, something that he was intentionally trying to kill her directly.
Okay. I have an idea, Joshua.
Okay.
I don't know if this will work or not. My character that has all that, so he feels fine. Could I pay a fate point? I don't know how this would work even. Or something. Could I do something so that my character is like fine with leaving her, but if something... Basically, I don't want her to die off screen. Like, maybe have a chance that if something does happen that we would know about it ahead of time? Could I pay the fact that something to prove to benders? Could that even happen?
You guys just
so you basically want to, if I understand this correctly, you want to create some sort of aspect on the scene that you will know somehow that she is in trouble if she becomes in trouble. Is that correct?
I guess, yeah, something like that, like right now, obviously, I don't have the knowledge to understand any of that stuff, but maybe something lingered in my head. Maybe the fact that I was orphaned, or maybe that I just have something to prove to vendors. I don't know. Or I'm trying to be Zen-like. Something like that. Yeah, so I would get a sense or something. So we just don't arrive somewhere and it's like, oh yeah, she's dead.
Yeah.
I'm asking for GM protection, I guess.
I tell you what, that actually is something that we can do, and it introduces a mechanic that we've been skipping over so far. So,
ooh, I totally didn't have this planned, guys. I didn't, actually.
Alrighty, so we're starting the session off at the beginning, because it's a very good place to start.
It is.
One of the things that we kind of skipped over quickly when you start the session is you're allowed to change your gear aspect just for free if you want it to be a different aspect. That doesn't mean that you are giving up one piece of gear for another. It just means that that particular piece of gear is going to be, you think, useful and is kind of an extra bonus, a way to spend fate points, focus, and things like that.
So it's got to be something that you have or potentially have.
It's either got to be something you have or you're in a position to obtain. For example, you guys are in a village. You could trade your cookies for cupcakes.
What?
Or you could buy a sword. Or you could find a platypus bear egg.
With cookies?
Maybe.
These are examples, obviously things that some of you are not going to do. But you are just allowed, because there's downtime in between each session, you are allowed to change that gear.
It would make sense if my character got rid of the boomerang and got a sword or something.
Well, we have him fighting people, so it kind of makes sense.
That or a gauntlet.
But it's your boomerang.
It's all you do is punch things anyway.
With how my approach has been, some steel-toed boots would be good.
There you go.
Right. I'm assuming they don't have those available, but...
Well...
You know, they're good for kicking people in the
therein shins. Is the thing. If it's just something simple, you can just trade it for a gear. The mechanic we haven't really touched much yet that we're going to try and get to today is the side quest. And a side quest, if you want something that's actually helpful mechanically and not just, you know, flavor text, like steel-toed boots that actually might do something more than a regular boot, you can use a side quest to go about obtaining that.
Nice.
It's also a way that you can maybe keep a watchful karma eye on someone that is probably doomed to slow and painful GM death.
That sounds relevant.
I'm just throwing options out there, obviously.
That's good. Options are great.
Hypothetically.
Mm-hmm. Total hypothetical.
Side quests are generally where you're going to see karma and resource attacks, you know, more than anywhere else. Like, you know, sure, you're going to, you know, buy stuff from here, but if you're trying to steal from someone or ruin someone, or you want to curse someone, or you are praying for spiritual enlightenment or protection for someone, that's the kind of thing that a side quest is really useful for. Because you don't really have, for the most part, a full episode of Avatar where he's sitting there meditating, thinking, boy, I really wish I could learn this particular move, or I really wish I knew the answer to this problem. It doesn't make for a good episode. So it's just kind of a quick mechanic to, let's get that story and then let's narrate what happened.
Nice.
So, does anybody just want to change their gear for free?
Ooh,
you're welcome to do that. You're welcome to pass it by, as we have.
I changed my gear from cookies to candy.
Cookies to candy. All right.
Yeah.
Kids got some candy now. Side quests. Side quests can be group efforts or individuals. You each just get one. It's basically what have you been doing in the downtime. So, does anybody have a side quest they would like to do?
I have an idea, but I'll wait. Go ahead.
I'm probably just tagging along with one or both of them.
My character is probably going to try to prove his strength. So, mm-hmm. I'm thinking he would like to get some sort of metal gauntlet or some sort of weapon of some kind. And if not that, then go around beating up stuff to prove for great justice or something like that.
Nice.
Okay. Since you're trying to acquire something physical, we will go ahead and assume that is a resource check. So you have a couple of options there. You can either do a banditry check if you want to acquire an item that way. You can do a physique if you're just more about being impressively strong. Status if you just want to purchase something fairly. Do any of those options sound good to you?
Being the lunkhead I am, I'm probably going to do physique. I should probably say it in a way that reflects this better, but I'm going to go.
What's the gun?
Going to go and show my guns.
Do we have guns?
Get them all out.
All right, so you go to show off, and there are some earthbenders here that are just, you know, training, and you know they've got their shirts off like the guy out front, and just really showing off. Trying to get each other's attention, show each other up. The big thing they're doing right now is punching the boulder.
The boulder.
And seeing how big a crack, like an actual boulder, not the beloved character that goes by that name.
Boulder.
So go ahead and they will, you know, offer you to take a turn at punching and seeing how much of this boulder you can break away with a single punch.
Yeah, I think I can do this. 4.
Oh my.
Nice.
So, you get a... did you want to spend any fate points to enhance that, or are you good with the 4?
I think I'm okay with it.
Okay. I assume you're not using any bending or anything like that.
No, just punching things.
You're just that awesome.
All right. So you go to make a punch barehanded, and the instructor just kind of, you know, stops you before you can hit it and asks if you're an earthbender.
I've kicked rocks before. That's pretty cool.
All right. Well, let's do safety. And he gives you a gauntlet. It's actually more of a leather glove, but it has metal knuckle guards on it that act as a brace and are also spiked. Basically, it's sort of like a mine pick almost that they would use to break the rocks apart and lets you punch with this protective gear so you don't shatter your arm. And lo and behold, you punch with this thing and it makes a pretty good crack. And the students are pretty impressed. Some of them are not happy about it, but they are impressed nonetheless. And the instructor lets you keep the single spiked glove. So you now have an Earthbreaker glove.
Nice.
A Stonebreaker glove.
I show myself off and I slap my butt, and then I end up realizing I'm doing it with the glove, and then I'm like trying not to look really, still trying to look cool with it. Yeah, I did this intentionally.
Yeah, that's how tough you are.
Nice. Go ahead and take 1 point of physical stress. And take a fate point. Now, I guess I should have said earlier, before all of this started, all of your stress tracks cleared out.
Yes.
They're all reset at the start of the session. Had anybody taken a consequence?
No. Yeah. Hey, Tracy.
That's your side quest. Who else wanted to do a side quest?
Tracy.
I didn't have any side quests in mind. If anything, I was probably just tagging along with someone else.
Okay. Mine would be to go and figure out the, he talked about some prophecy or some crap.
The, Scarface?
Yeah, so I want to talk to the local person and figure out if they knew anything about it.
I'll tag along for that.
Okay. That is definitely going to be, karma related to see what all they can tell you. So that would either be a, Zen.
Okay.
Or a flat-out luck check. Your choice.
I got Zen at 1. Let's see. I like to 2, and I'd like to spend a fate point to make it better.
Okay, what aspect are you spending the fate point to invoke?
My destiny is to be safe from benders. I think this guy wants the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that work?
That works. That'll do it. Sweet. To a plus 4. Is that all you're spending it on? Or are you spending any more?
Also, can that... actually, could we change our relationship aspects?
You can.
Okay.
What are you trying to change?
Well, I was changing it from that... Well, no. Do I just change it to the girl? Mysterious girl. I guess it's still that. I was going to change it to protect Tickvick, but I haven't yet, I guess. I guess I'll just do safe from benders.
Are you going to leave it at that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you go in and, you know, want to speak to the fortune teller. You are told to sit down, and I guess the two of you find pillows that you can sit down and wait. And there is a very showy, colorful flash of smoke, and the fortune teller appears. You can actually see the fortune teller kind of stepping from behind a curtain. When the smoke hadn't quite filled yet, but it's a little showy. Not very well done.
Nice.
And the fortune teller kind of clears away the smoke and says, I am the fortune teller of the town. I come from the nowhere. I'm here and I don't care. And here I am.
Okay.
You want something?
Yeah. I heard about some prophecy. This waterbender wants to kill me and my friend here. And another friend that's not here.
And our other friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I see. What Did you bring that samples this individual's chi?
I got a... I've got like this little Zen garden rake. I don't know if that does anything.
I see, I see. So you are not so concerned about the person that said the prophecy. You are more concerned about how it applies to one of you.
I guess. I just want to know what the prophecy is.
Well, I will see what I can do. Let me see. And it starts shaking and...
I'm kind of uncomfortable.
Casts a few lots, sticks that are marked on both ends to just kind of see how they fall, what crosses over, and reads them.
Yes.
And says, well, apparently there is some prophecy concerning one of you that is pursued and a avatar of some sort.
What?
Someone has predicted that a Binder-type individual, a master of all elements,
none of us
is not very clear.
None of us are Binders, though.
Yeah.
Well, then this individual...
I only bend my muscles.
Well, that, ooh, that's very impressive. Very impressive. It seems
Wait, then... Wait, gang here? Hey, gang.
...that this individual is... Assuming incorrectly that the four of you, if none of you are Benders...
Wait, the four of us?
Then he is just trying to kill you for absolutely no reason.
Oh, mistaken
However,
identity.
I do not sense that this is a reasonable individual that can be reasoned with.
This guy's good.
He has, since trying to kill you, come up with a personal reason to have grudges against you. Yes. And for that reason, he will not listen to reason.
Maybe he doesn't like kids.
Did you say four people?
I suppose it could be three. This one's kind of on the edge a little bit.
Oh, man. Oh, so it's not... Oh, this is... Oh. Thanks, I guess.
Yes, I am always very happy to help.
What if I gave you my boomerang?
Is there anyone...
Because I don't really need it as much because I got this sweet glove now. You see it? Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh?
But I don't need the boomerang anymore.
Are you, like, giving it to the lady?
If she's asking for something to pay to see more, right?
I've got some candy. It's fancy candy.
She kind of holds out her hand, just waiting for somebody to put something there.
I put some candy in it.
Okay. She kind of looks at it and looks at the candy and is like,
it's good stuff.
It looks very tasty. And she puts it in her pocket. Said, unfortunately, the spirits are not quite revealing anything more to me.
I show her the boomerang, and...
I give you my candy and nothing? I want it back then.
You are very sweet boy. You should not take what you've already given. Bad karma.
Don't take. It's okay.
You can keep it.
We'll just be safe about giving our candy out in the future. So, this guy wants to kill us for no reason. That's great.
Yes.
Oh, he probably thinks he's got to kill that girl, too. Where's that girl at?
At least I gave him a reason to hunt us now, since I put my fist on his face twice.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, gang. Thanks. I'm gonna thank the lady and excuse myself.
All right, very well. Goodbye. Please come again with lots more money. I look forward to reaching out to the spirits on your behalf once again.
Okay, where's this girl at?
I'm not giving candy to fortune tellers again. I don't like fortune tellers.
She is. You haven't actually been keeping track of her since you came inside, I guess.
No, I thought she was safe.
And you still think that, probably. Possibly.
I do, but maybe there's... Do you guys think we should find her and we should all go to Timberwood?
Timberlake,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. We can ask if she wants to go.
Does she have the baby, actually, or...
Well, we'll just ask her if she wants to go.
Does she have the what?
Does she have the baby?
No.
Yeah, you found the baby's father was the guard that you had the, you know, Louis Armstrong muscle-off contest with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
As you're walking by, you can see him.
Nice.
Standing guard there at the town again, but he's got his little baby and... his left arm and his right arm. He's trying to teach the baby how to flex.
Yeah.
Not approvingly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty heavy baby. Okay, so can we find this girl?
Possibly.
Where do you look for girls at?
Maybe she's doing one of those bathroom things.
What?
I don't know. Girls go to the bathroom, don't they?
Okay, let's just wait outside the girls' bathroom. Is there a girls' bathroom around?
I don't.
You would have to ask or investigate yourselves to determine where a girls' bathroom might be.
Maybe she.
I'm gonna ask a guard. Where's the girls' bathroom?
Maybe we could ask someone if they've seen her.
Excuse me, guard. Where's the girls' bathroom?
The guard gives you a curious look and says, "You mean the bathhouse?"
Yeah, yeah. Where's the girls' bathhouse?
It's over by the stream over there, near the pens for the hippophants.
Oh, okay, cool. We can go wait and we can watch people as they come and go. Yeah, let's go see the hippophants.
Ooh, I want to see a hippophant.
Thank you.
Never seen a hippophant before.
Sure. And just kind of eyes you as you go out.
Okay. I'm going to go down the path on the hippophants and just wait.
Okay.
And see people as they come and go.
Pen of hippophants, you see several large elephants, huge bodies with hippopotamus heads. They are, some of them wearing saddles, some of them not. Probably more like small rafts.
Nice.
That they're saddled with. And you can see one coming up out of the stream with passengers. This is what they use to kind of travel.
Oh, cool. I want to ride one.
They're the streams.
I mean, you can ride one, I guess. I'm just going to wait for her.
Can we ride a hippophant?
All right. So there is someone that is obviously kind of in charge of working the hippophants, helping the people down off the ones, and looks like he's saddling up another one to go out.
Excuse me, sir. Can he ride a hippophant?
Oh, I'm going to go. Can I ride a hippophant? I've never ridden a hippophant before.
He kind of looks and smiles and says, sure, that's no problem. Go ahead and hop on.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Climb up.
And he kind of looks at any of the others.
I'm good.
I'm just going to stand around, pick my nose. I don't care.
Okay. You do see a trio of other kids, two boys, one girl. They're a little rough looking, frayed clothes, kind of patches of dirt and dust, hair unkempt. One of them's chewing on a long piece of straw. They climb up and sit on the hippophant as well. And the guy in charge gets one of his workers who climbs up to sit behind the head of the hippophant, grabs the reins, kind of snaps it with a yip-yip, and the hippophant walks into the stream and starts walking in. It kind of bobs up and down based on the stream level, and you find out for a stream, it's actually pretty deep.
Yay!
And you can see it probably at this point, it's just a stream. It'll probably turn into a river further up north. The raft saddle thing that you guys are seated on hits the water and does float, so there's not nearly as much bouncing, as it's just loosely tied to the hippophant. So, while you are riding that, what are the other two doing?
Just waiting for this girl. Maybe.
Okay. I need all three of you.
Kicking dirt.
To roll either a sense or a luck check.
One.
I'll go with luck.
One.
One.
Oh, wait. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Four. I got four. I saw six.
Which one were you rolling,
guys? Sense.
Sense? Okay. So, you guys wait for a while. You don't see anybody coming out of the bathhouse. You see a couple old ladies going into the bathhouse. But don't see anybody coming out. You wait for a good 5 minutes. And, gang, at this point, you notice that the hippophant that Tick is riding on is almost out of sight as it continues to kind of go up north up the river.
Hey, what are you doing with my henchmen?
What? Hey, where?
Oh, look! It's right over there. What? Where are they going?
Hey, what are you doing with our friend?
Oh, it's going north to Timberlake.
Wait, they're not coming back?
No, the Hippophants are a ferry service. What were you expecting?
Oh no, that was just like a joyride. Oh man!
Well, I'm sure he'll have much joy on the trip.
Oh no. Hey gang, do you want to go watch him or something?
Yeah,
I'll stay for the girl, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
Split the party.
I guess I'm. Hey, old man, get me on one of those.
Like, oh well, sorry, this one has to rest, and most of the others aren't mature yet. It'd take me a good hour to get it saddled and set up.
Oh God, what about our friends?
Well, you could run and catch up, I guess.
Oh no, what?
I'm going to use my stunt. I'm going to basically say, excuse me, old man, but I need to get on there right now so I can get that little twerp and then we can go do our things.
You're going to make him shut it, nerd?
Yes. Bye.
Nice.
Where are all these good rolls coming from?
He's like, well, okay, it's just you that's going after him?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yep.
Okay, so he runs and he gets a baby hippophant that's about the size of a horse. And hooks up just kind of a little quick floaty saddle thing. You're not too terribly heavy, so this should be just fine. You know how to ride one of these?
I can figure it out, whatever.
Okay. And he gives you a baby hippophant.
All right. I point and go, move that way.
Good deal. Well, animal handling is a cultivation check, so go ahead and roll it.
Nice.
Okay. Let's see. 0-1.
It's not horrible.
Okay. So, baby hippophant jumps, like literally jumps into the stream. You hold on and are able to hold on as it splashes in and just starts treading water to swim and catch up. Without a floaty raft thing, and with this one not being as tall, you're in for a more bumpy ride. But it does seem like, you know, it's in a hurry, whereas the adult that's taken off with Tick and the other three kids, or is taking a slow pace. You think that eventually you'll be able to catch up?
Yay! Nice. So I'm just gonna wait, I guess.
Sure, you can do that. So,
doop, doop, doo, 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 doo.
Tick.
I'm sharing cookies with the other kids.
You mean candy?
Yeah, candy.
Or you still have your cookies as well?
I still have the cookies. I just put candy as the aspect.
Right. So, yeah, if you're sharing cookies, that's fine. Go ahead and make an allure check.
Okay. -3.
You a ugly baby.
Did you just throw them in their face?
You want to try my cookies?
You very nicely and politely offer the kids some cookies, and they not so very nicely or politely all three pick you up and throw you off the hippophant into the water.
Hey!
Oh.
Leaving many cookies still on the raft itself.
No!
Can I get mad and in my rage send a wave over the side of the hippophant raft?
You can. Go ahead and roll a bending check.
What?
And a bending check. For water bending, that's cultivation. And that gives you a +1 because you're bending, inflicting 1 point of stress on you. You can increase that to a bigger bonus if you want to, but you're taking stress equal to what you increase it by.
I'll just go with it at that. And that's a 5.
Okay. So 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1. That's a 5 with the bending bonus, or is that just, what's your cultivation?
Oh, my cultivation was +4, so it'd be 6 with the bending
bonus. So that's actually a 6 with the bending. You take 1 point of stress, you can put it on any of your tracks that you want to. As the kids laugh and start sharing some cookies, you, eyes flashing, just kind of throw your hands up, and the stream gets very low in water, to the hippophant is just walking in ankle-deep water, as the kids kind of look around confused and see, as the sun is blocked out by the giant wave, a shadow falls over them before the water falls on them.
Oh my goodness, Tick.
Everyone, including the hippophant driver, is now in the water.
And now I'm just totally confused trying to figure out what just happened.
All right. Go ahead and make a physique check to stay afloat.
I float pretty well.
All right. So, yeah, you're not even treading water. You're just there. You're floating. You're good. It's almost as the water is just keeping you up. A few minutes later, Gang gets to you on his baby hippophant.
Hey, Gang, get me out of the water.
Nice.
Meanie threw me out.
Hold on, I'm trying to get over to you and get you out of the water.
Alright, you hoist him up. It's a little bit crowded with 2 people on the baby hippophant, but manages to at least tread over to the side on the shore. And are you wanting to take it and keep going to Timberlake, or are you wanting to head back down to the village?
Where's Vilos?
He's looking for his woman.
Oh, okay.
I think they're going to have babies.
Ew.
Yeah, as well as something.
It was so cool. Those mean kids, they threw me in the water, but then a big wave came and washed them off the hippophant.
Yeah, they better hope that wave hit them.
I don't know where the wave came from, but it was cool.
They better hope something that wave hit them. Nobody messes with one of my minions. If I was over there, I'd show them everything.
What's a minion?
What's a minion? Nice.
According to my kids, those are little yellow guys that just shout banana all the time.
Banana!
So, while this is going on, Vilos, you continue to wait.
Uh-huh.
Look around.
Yep.
After about, 15 minutes, you see 5 old ladies coming out of the bathhouse. You continue to look around and wait.
Uh-huh.
Don't see anyone.
I'm not falling asleep.
Sure. Go ahead and make a flexibility check.
Okay. 1.
Okay. We'll go ahead and roll for this.
I don't like this.
Okay. A rock strikes you in the side of the head. You take 3 points of physical stress.
Ow.
Man, people around here are not nice.
Hey, who threw that? Who threw that?
You look around and you see just kind of a flash of a figure ducking behind the bathhouse.
I'm going to get him.
Okay.
I'm going to storm off.
Are you trying to chase after him?
Yeah.
Go ahead and make an endurance check.
Okay. I can do that. Oh, come on. 2.
Okay. You kind of storm around the corner and then quickly cover your face as lots of little pebbles just kind of fling in your face.
Ow.
You take no additional damage. And when you kind of open your eyes and the dust settles, you see a figure darting behind a tanner's hut.
Oh, I'm gone. I'm going for that guy, whatever it is.
Okay.
It's on.
All right. I think at this point, you didn't travel anywhere, so we're not doing a travel check. Go ahead and either a sense or an instinct check.
Not yet, no. Okay, so, instinct of 2, so... Oh, that's 5. You got a 7, that's great.
Wow. Okay. You run and you kind of see a figure kind of duck behind the house that's near the tanning booth. You can kind of smell the boiling leathers. It's a very unpleasant smell, but as you kind of charge through... holding your nose with 1 hand, you step on the ground and fall into the ground.
Yay!
You have fallen into a pit.
Oh, this is a dumb day.
You land at the bottom of a 10-foot-deep pit, and 3 individuals kids about your age kind of appear around and just start pelting you with little rocks that they're throwing in.
Oh, cool. This sounds great. Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm. It is your turn. We're not in combat or anything. One got a lucky
what
shot.
If
but
fades to black and you join back up with Tick and gang and something happens to me that I'm not dead. Does that work for your story?
Sure.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Moral of tonight's story, kids are horrible.
I did warn you guys at the end of the last one.
Yes. Okay, so...
so...
I guess on my turn, that's how I could technically back out of it without dying or getting hurt horribly.
Sure.
Okay. So just let me know whenever I come back.
Okay. So, Tick, you and gang, you know, get back to the spot where Vilo says is going to be waiting.
Thank you for listening to our Avatar, The Last Airbender, Fate Actual Play campaign, Bridge Between Two Worlds. If you like this, you can check out our other stories at burneverythinggaming.podbean.com or our website, just burneverythinggaming.com. We have stories in Star Trek, Dresden Files, Fantasy Adventures, Jewel Heist. There's a bunch of... We got lots of things. Just listen to them. Let us know also what you think. You can do that through our Facebook, also our website, the Twitter, iTunes reviews, whatever it is. Just let us know all the good things, bad things, whatever you like. Just let us know. Keep on enjoying.